وبارك اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. ثم ما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll continue with the story of سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. And I'll try to get in today to more details because I'm trying to squeeze many details and then the time is rushing me and I couldn't deliver what I wanted to deliver. So I will be try to do intensive, you know, درس today, inshallah. We're going to be today with Surah Al-Qasas. We're not going to go anywhere from Surah Al-Qasas. We're going to read through, and it's actually fit what we're going to talk about today, inshallah. So far, we know we're in the first 30 years of Sayyidina Musa's life in Egypt. And as we talked yesterday, 30 years going to spend in Egypt, 10 years going to spend in Madian, which is Jordan, and another 10 years, inshallah, he has spent it back to Egypt when he faced Pharaoh, or 15 years. And another 10 years, he takes the Bani Israel out of Egypt, and he go back to Palestine, or the border of Palestine. So, the first 30 years, we know so far that Musa, alayhi salam, he grown up, and he knows the truth. He knows Asya and Pharaoh, you know, the parents. And he knows his real mother from Bani Israel. And he finally takes a decision. He had taken the decision that I no longer belong to that palace. This guy, he wanted to kill me since I was a baby. He doesn't know yet. I belong to those people who is Bani Israel. And I have to do something about it. And like I said, he had taken a decision. He had made his mind. And he like I said, the consequences coming after that will be big. He will build an ummah. Of Bani Israel after that. So, and then we come to Surah Al-Qasas, inshallah, in ayah number 15. And like I said, when you take a decision in your life, when you have a choice between white, black, right or left, when you take that decision, Allah will move things quickly to test that decision. Especially if it's anything to do with faith or to do with Allah. And this is what Sayyidina Musa does. He takes a decision that I'm not belong to this. I'm not going to go to the palace anymore. I'm going to stay with Bani Israel. And let's see, as we said yesterday, in Surah, in Ayat 15, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ The alphabet now is matter. It's not just the letter, the alphabet. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ It means he entered the town. Which town? The Bani Israel. Because he's coming from the palace, he going to the town. Al-Ayah say, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا He come to the town, عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ means secretly. Why? Why would he come to Bani Israel in secret? You know what I mean? He's a Prince Musa so far, yeah? So why would he need to hide? You know what I mean? So that means two things. First, he didn't tell Pharaoh or his mother or Asya, because that's why he's coming to hide. Secondly, the atmosphere between him and Pharaoh is tense. There's something wrong. They don't know anything yet, but there's something not right. Otherwise, he would have told him, Dad, I'm going to Bani Israel. But he didn't tell him this time. He goes secretly. وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَى حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ What does that mean? He found two men, killing each other, fighting. هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه. He found two men fighting or trying to kill each other. One of them is from his شيعته. شيعته means his very, very close friend. That means Sayyidina Musa, he started to have a friend in Bani Israel. He started to tell them, we can't agree on that. Volume. We can't agree on what happened to us. We have to do something. We have to move. We have to say to Pharaoh, no, we're not a slave anymore. We need to leave Egypt and go out of Egypt. So he started to have a follower. That's why the Quran said, هَذَا مِنْ شِعَاتِ One of them from his follower, and the other one from his enemy. The Quran mentioned it as enemy. He knows, and that means he's one of the soldiers from Pharaoh's soldier. So هَذَا مِنْ شِعَاتِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ That means, The guy from his follower, he called him, "Help me, Musa, help me." And immediately Musa, he's a free man, he's not a slave. Immediately, as soon as he saw the guy, the soldier from Pharaoh's soldier keep hitting the guy, he immediately get in. And he's trying to, you know, to separate them. And the Quran said, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى. What does that mean? Waks in Arabic language mean he give him a punch. Like, literally, he's just like, go away, sort of thing. Like, he trying to, فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. He died. SubhanAllah. As soon as he literally give him a punch, the soldiers died. Immediately. And this is a mistake. He never meant to kill the soldier. He never won't go and kill him. He didn't carry him and he pushed him away. No, he literally saw the fight and the guy was trying to ask Musa, please help me. And he immediately, Musa interfering and he trying to separate them. But as soon as he pushed the guy like that, he went away and he died. And this is a big problem. A soldier, Pharaoh's or from Haman, and he died in Bani Israel's place. That is a big problem. But so far, no one has seen, no one had witnessed this incident except Musa and his friend or his follower and the guy who already died. No one has seen it. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. Then Musa, all of a sudden, he stopped. He's like, I shouldn't have done that. That's why he said, هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. The devil, literally, I shouldn't have done that. I could have taken it easy. I could have gone and asked who is mistaken. Maybe the guy who follow, who my friend, he's making the problem. That's why I say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. And he asked for forgiveness from Allah immediately because he never meant to kill that guy. قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له. Because Musa felt like, I could have just separate them quietly and maybe the guy doesn't die. He felt guilty. But the guy died. And then his follower left, Moses left, but there is a body there. There's a soldier who's died and no one knows so far who killed him. Look at the next ayah. And then, قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فغفر له. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. As soon as Musa felt that Allah forgive him, because he asked for forgiveness from Allah, he made a promise to the Mawla Azza wa Jal. قال ربي بما أنعمت علي فلن أكون ظهيرا للمجرمين. He said, Ya Allah, as because you forgive me and because I will make that promise, I will never be in a place ever being where Pharaoh is, and I will carry on doing what I'm doing. I will stay with Bani Israel, even if someone already died and now things are going to go upside down, but that's it, I'm done now. Next ayah said, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. What does that mean? Look, the ayah before say, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ. He entered the town. The ayah after say, he got up in the town. What does that mean? So he, in the morning, look at this view again. He come from the palace to the town, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةِ. He enters the town to Bani Israel. And all this incident happened, and the soldier died. The ayat after that, he say, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. He get up, he woke up in the morning in the town. What's that mean? He didn't go back home. You know what I mean? He didn't, فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. It means he didn't go back to his parents. So that's what I'm saying. When you read the surah, you have to work out, you have to really read it in this way. That's why the Quran is work for all the time, our time life. Every time you read it, you will notice these little things. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. Musa, he woke up in the morning in the same town. He didn't go back home. So, of course, his mother or Asya and Pharaoh say, where is he? You know? فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. He's scared. He stayed in Bani Israel because he's worried. He keep watching like, oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to this soldier? And of course, his fellow soldier found out a body. And now, everything is upside down in Bani Israel. One of the soldiers been died. Who killed him? Nobody knows. Except his follower, yeah? Remember that one very well. Nobody knows who killed the guy, who killed the soldier. And then even the news went to the palace, to Pharaoh. And he made a meeting. And he keep asking, Anyone notice? Anyone see in the soldier? Anyone see who killed my soldier? No, we don't. And we carry on with the ayat. فَأَصْبَحَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. يَتَرَقَّبْ is mean watching in horror. Like he's sitting like that and watching what's going to happen, what's going to happen. This is the test, yeah? Now we're still on his test because he takes the decision. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ. Again, the same guy. The very same guy who has a problem yesterday with the soldier. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخُ. It means the very same guy who had a problem yesterday with the soldier, again, with another problem with another soldier. And he fight with him. Again, the same guy. The Quran said the same guy, the very same guy. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخُ قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. So Musa came again, he finds the same guy fighting with another soldier, and then Musa عليه السلام said, hold on, you are a troubled man, you're not actually right, because you keep making trouble, you keep every day fighting with a soldier. Every day, it doesn't work like that. If you're going to get our right, if we're going to make it right for us, it doesn't work with fighting. It won't work. It will never going to work like that. We have to have a plan. We have to sit and talk. No, just go and fight with a soldier. فَإِذَا الَّذِي اسْتَنْصَرَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَسْتَصْرِخُ قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. You are a trouble. Musa told the guy, you're making trouble every day. And we have to listen to this one carefully, brother and sister. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ. See? So let's put it this way so we can understand. It could take me a while to understand this bit. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْتُشْ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا. So here's Musa alayhi salam. This is a soldier, and this is the guy who keep making the trouble. Sorry, brother. So Musa came in, he find the guy making again trouble with the soldier. And then he immediately told him, you are making trouble, you are trouble. إِنَّكَ لَغَوِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ. And when he tried to move the soldier again, his follower thought he's going to kill him. Because he witnessed yesterday, he gave guy a punch and he died. So his follower thought he's going to kill him. He said, أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقْتُلَنِي كَمَا قَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا بِالْأَمْسِ. Are you trying to kill me like you killed someone yesterday? Who knows he killed someone yesterday? Not the soldier, his follower, does he? So he's exposed everything. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْتِشْ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا. His follower thought he's going to kill him because he was walking toward him. He said, are you trying to kill me like you killed someone yesterday? As soon as the soldier heard that one, it's like, what? Are you the one who killed the soldier yesterday? Look at the ayat. فَلَمَّا أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْتِشْ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى. قال موسى أتريد أن تقتلني كما قتلت نفسا بالأمس إن تريد إلا أن تكون جبارا في الأرض وما تريد أن تكون من المصلحين. His follower exposed the problem. He told everybody, as soon as the soldier heard that, he ran to the palace immediately. He ran to Pharaoh. He found the meeting. Pharaoh sit there, Haman sit there, everybody sit there. Guys, I know who killed the soldier. Who? The Prince Musa. Allahu Akbar. It's a shock for everybody. I will stop here because of timing. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll see what is the reaction from Pharaoh. Will it be? What is the decision? Will it be? And inshallah, we carry on. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.